When we move from the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema to the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema, we notice that the first paragraph is said in singular, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol meldecha, whereas the second paragraph is said in plural. And some have wanted to argue that maybe the point is that the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema is all about Kabbalah's Ol Malchut Shemayim. It's about loving Hashem, knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the second paragraph is Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvos, accepting the mitzvos. So perhaps when it comes to mitzvos, it's in plural, because we all observe mitzvos the same way. We all have the same obligations regarding we have to do the mitzvah this way, that way, the other way. It's constant, and no matter who you are, obviously there's a difference between sometimes men and women, and sometimes with children, and sometimes in cases of need, but fundamentally the mitzvah is supposed to be done in a certain way. However, so that's why b'chol levavchem, b'chol nafshechem, that's all the same. That's all done the same way, as opposed to the first paragraph, which is about love of Hashem and knowledge of Hashem, and that everyone on their own level, that's personal. And some people feel closer to God at this time versus that time, and some people at times are upset at Hashem, and then they are back being happy with Hashem. It's a personal matter. So knowledge and love of Hashem is personal, and observance of mitzvos is essentially communal, the same. And the first, perhaps also, we can look at the difference between the first paragraph and the second paragraph. That the first paragraph, there is this attitude of the belief in the oneness of Hashem, right? The second paragraph, that's Hashem Echad, the oneness of Hashem, all of the powers are consolidated in one being, which is the Kaddish Baruch Hu. The second paragraph focuses on actions and behavior, and that's why one significant difference between the first paragraph and the second paragraph is that in the second paragraph there's a whole section on reward and punishment, that if you do this, it's going to rain, if you don't do this, it's not going to rain, and you're going to be thrown out of the land. And so that is only in the second paragraph, because that's about actions and behavior. Sometimes we struggle in our beliefs, and that's okay, but we have to act a certain way. And if we don't, if Klal Yisrael doesn't, then there will be, unfortunately, punishment. If we do, then there will be reward. What's interesting is that the reward and punishment mentioned in the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema is physical and not spiritual. So the Rambam points out that the goal of physical rewards, because the Torah only mentions physical rewards and not and punishments, not spiritual rewards and punishment, because the ultimate goal, says the Rambam, of rewards and punishment is, why do we want rewards? So that we can serve Hashem better. In other words, Hashem saying that if we do mitzvos, then we'll have these physical rewards that will make our lives easier, not as an end unto itself, but so that we can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. That's the Rambam's view as to why the Torah mentions physical and material rewards and punishments as opposed to spiritual rewards and punishment. Rav Hirsch points out that in the second paragraph, when we say that we should serve Hashem, la'avdo b'chol levavchem, that we should serve Hashem b'chol, by means of our heart. This is tefillah. And he explains that by praying, by davening, we refine our inner self, thereby becoming worthy of Hashem's nearness and benevolence. This is what it means every day when we say la'avdo b'chol levavchem, that we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our heart, through refining our heart. The more that we refine our behavior, the closer we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a famous debate between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai felt that we can simply, if we're on the level, we can observe mitzvos, learn Torah all day, and Hashem will enable us to earn a living. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, this is the debate in Maseches Brachos. Yishmael says, no, you have to be a learner-earner. You obviously have to learn Torah, you have to observe mitzvahs, but you also have to work the land. And in fact, the Gemara Baye points out that many people try to act like Rabbi Yishmael, learner-earners, and they were successful. And many people try to be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but they were not successful. It's very hard to just learn and believe and suffice on very little and believe that money will come from somewhere. That's a much more difficult thing to accomplish. The Be'er Halacha points out, Mishnah Berurah and Be'er Halacha points out, that when Abaye says that many people tried to be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and were not successful, but some people were successful. And that perhaps is reflected in the difference between the first paragraph and the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema. The first paragraph of Kriyat Shema does not say V'yasafta digonecha. The second paragraph says V'yasafta digonecha. In other words, the first paragraph just says, the first paragraph is said in the singular. Individuals potentially could reach the level of simply loving a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and money will fall from the sky. Kaddish Baruch Hu will ensure that they will be self-sufficient. But for the masses, that's the second paragraph. It's said in plural. Where there, they said to the masses, they were going to gather our grain. So for most people, we should act like Rabbi Shmuel, we should be learner-earners. But there could be Yechidei school individuals who perhaps can manage according to the ideal of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Again, there's a difference between the first paragraph said in singular and the second paragraph said in plural.